Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon to you all on this wonderful Wednesday, the first Wednesday in the month of November. Wow, time is quickly approaching to the end of the year. And so we'll be speaking about two very popular holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but for today, as in the month of November, it is American Diabetes Month, and today's topic, this spice can prevent and reverse diabetes. But you didn't know that, huh? And if you did, well, let me shed some more light on the matter, because it is so important for us to learn what helps us naturally as opposed to resorting to medication. So this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Once again, today's topic, this spice can prevent and reverse diabetes. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. News to your ears. I hope I will shed some light on disease, and that's exactly what it is. And this wonderful spice is very simple, very easy to obtain. But I'd love to start out with this quote. I just loved it from Hippocrates, and as I just quoted Hippocrates, but it's another one. Leave your drugs in the chemist's pot if you can cure the patient with food. Okay? Leave your drugs in the chemist's pot if you can cure the patient with food. So, it's just that simple. Why wouldn't you eat your way to health as opposed to injecting yourself or swallowing other things such as in the form of tablets or capsules to make yourself better? And those are all man-made. So let's just utilize the resources that we have that grow from the earth. And specifically speaking about a particular spice from the earth, that comes out of the earth. But we want to talk about the reality that diabetes is not only preventable, but is reversible condition. And the drug-based model of symptom suppression and disease management has fatal flaws. And this information comes to us today from GreenMedInfo. So, for instance, some of the drugs used to treat type 2 diabetes actually increase the risk of death. Wow. With a recent study showing GMO insulin given to type 2 diabetics may lead to the development of so-called double diabetes, as if the single one wasn't bad enough. Type 2 and type 1 diabetes together. Wow. Clearly, if medicine can't at least abide by its founding principle to quote-unquote, do no harm, it must seek the answer somewhere other than from the chemist's pot. Yes, indeed. I concur with Hippocrates. Now, as the pharmaceutically driven medical paradigm continues to lose adherence by the droves, and the public seeks a system that identifies and resolves the root causes of disease, interest in growing in the use of natural substances and lifestyle modifications to prevent and treat blood sugar disorders. And unlike a few decades ago, where most of the evidence for natural healing was anecdotal, there are now thousands of studies on hundreds of natural substances and therapeutic activities that may ameliorate blood sugar disorders and their complications. So, what are we talking about? While plants like cinnamon and Gynema sylvestre have received plenty of attention for diabetes over the years, one special plant extract that is beginning to stand out from the crowd as being exceptionally valuable as an anti-diabetic agent is, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, ding, 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 Turmeric. It's a root. There are, in fact, 21 articles on turmeric's value in type 2 diabetes all over the internet, one particular site. And all over the internet, there are hundreds of articles on their benefits. Turmeric's primary polyphenol, curcumin, is the main compound in the plant that has been researched for its blood sugar regulating properties. One particularly striking study published in the American Diabetic Association's own journal, Diabetes Care, they found that turmeric extract to be 100% effective in preventing pre-diabetics from developing type 2 diabetes. Yeah, this is such a thing as being pre-diabetic. And I know someone who's been pre-diabetic for years. But I'm saying to myself, well, gee, if you're borderline, or pre-diabetic, as they call it, you either have it or you don't. I mean, to me, if you have to operate and act as if you were a diabetic, then clearly you're diabetic. Otherwise, there would be no diabetes attached to the name, whether it's pre or borderline or whatever. I put it this way, you're either diabetic or you're not. And it's just that simple. And if you have any symptoms of the disease, you might as well just say that you have the disease if you have to act as if you had it. And some pre-diabetics or borderline diabetics are on medication, go figure, and have to change their diet. So that tells me that you're trying to do something that would help you not get become full-blown, but yet you still have to do the things as if you were a full-blown diabetic. So, you know, I just have to say that my terminology of it is you either got it or you don't. You know, it's just something that we need to consider when we're thinking about what we're doing with our lives. And prevention, once again, Hippocrates, Erasmus said this, prevention is better than a cure. Prevention is better than a cure, Erasmus. You know, turmeric extract, Diabetes Care, that journal found that it was found to be 100% effective in preventing pre-diabetics from developing full-blown type 2 diabetes. There's a feat of prevention that no FDA-approved drug for type 2 diabetes has yet come even close to accomplishing. Go figure. A simple spice that you can obtain so easily from your local grocer, you know, is just that simple. And I believe that we need to take matters into our own hands, not always depend on a big pharma to help us, but we can do it. We can definitely do it if we have the information. Now, it turns out that this spice, turmeric, may be a powerful therapeutic intervention for more than just type 2 diabetics. Preclinical research now reveals it may have a role in reversing pancreatic damage in insulin-dependent type 1 diabetics, who are routinely told that their condition cannot be cured. Type 1 diabetics are rarely educated to the fact that the root cause of their disorder can be addressed, namely, that the deficiency and or dysfunction of the beta cells in the pancreas responsible for producing insulin can be repaired, as well as the autoimmune issues at the heart of the problem. So you see, we're looking at something close to that can help not only type 1 diabetics, but type 2 as well, who are insulin resistant. They're just depending, I should say, insulin dependent, and say, you know, they're told, you just have no hope. You're type 1 diabetics, you're going to live with it for the rest of your life. There's just no hope for you. Well, a 2001 study in cancer patients reported that quantities of curcumin up to 8 grams administered per day for 3 months were not toxic and resulted in significant anti-cancer properties in a number of those treated. This is just a sidebar. Considering that turmeric is only 3 to 4% curcumin by weight, this implies that a larger quantity of turmeric, given that organ transplantation, pancreatic islet transplants, is exceedingly expensive and prohibitive due to the lack of donor material and the potential for reduction by the host, the notion that a safe, affordable, and non-prescription spice extract like curcumin may have significant therapeutic value and may even regenerate damaged pancreatic tissue is truly exciting. That said, it should be noted that since curcumin is not patentable, it's a spice. It is unlikely the $800 million or more needed to fund the requisite clinical trials needed to obtain FDA drug approval will materialize, because the so-called evidence needed to justify the use of a new treatment is locked behind an insurmountably high paywall. Don't count on randomized, controlled trials being performed on this natural cure in the near or distant future. So, in the study, the authors surmised that the explicit effects curcumin treatment on type 1 diabetic rodents observed were the result of beta cell regeneration, and they explained the theory behind how this works. And here it is. Each tissue or organ is believed to contain a small subpopulation of cells that is capable of self-renewal and has the ability to give rise to each mature cell type. Each mature cell type. Thus, one of the most promising sources of beta cells might be pancreatic stem cells. So the researchers theorize that curcumin likely produces, is what they say, a favorable systemic and pancreatic environment to foster bone marrow transplantation and this led neogenesis. Accordingly, administration of curcumin as an established anti-inflammatory and immune modulatory drug would likely boost and preserve the process of islet regeneration, which was evidently proven true in this study. So curcumin's benefit in type 1 diabetes, also known as autoimmune diabetes, appears to be based on it reducing the activity of the host immune system in attacking cell structures. In fact, another recent study just published in the year 2014, very recent, in the journal Clinical and Experimental Immunology, this is what it was titled, Curcumin Ameliorates Autoimmune Diabetes, Evidence in Accelerated Murine Models of Type 1 Diabetes. And they found that curcumin downregulates the T cell response that destroys pancreatic beta cells, resulting in an improvement in autoimmune or type 1 diabetes. So it's important for us to know that curcumin is not a magic bullet, nor is it the only natural substance studied to have potential beta cell regenerative properties. Indeed, pancreatic regeneration has been induced experimentally for at least 23 different natural substances. We have, and there's, you know, a whole bunch of keywords you can look at, beta cell regeneration. But as research continues to accumulate on the value of natural substances for disease prevention and treatment, it is quite clear, crystal clear, the future of medicine will rely on returning to the wisdom of the ancients. Those way back before our time, where Hippocrates' fundamental principle that one can cure the patient with food is once again passionately embraced. So there you have it, folks. If you're looking for something to help you out this month and the months forthcoming when it comes to diabetes, not only hope for those with type 2 diabetes, but also those with type 1. Get yourself some wonderful golden spice in the form of turmeric. You can find it in your local grocery store. You can go to your health food store. They sell the organic version, I would recommend, if you're starting out and you want to treat this aggressively. It will help you. And to start out, you can definitely just take a teaspoon or two. You can, add it to your foods. You can also add it to milk with a little bit of honey, 1 or 2 teaspoons, and add some honey to some warm milk. Stir that up and drink it. It's wonderful for you. It will help you. And I've just expressed all of the wonderful benefits of turmeric. So get yourself this wonderful golden spice. And we can just see that it's safe, it's affordable, and it's accessible. And it just might be sitting in your kitchen cupboard. So go get yourself some turmeric extract that may prevent and even reverse diabetes type 1 and type 2. All right, wonderful. Moving on today to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelist Association. Human nature. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Proverbs 16, verse 20. There is much in our nature that perplexes us. Many people are disturbed as they confront the troubling riddle of their own existence. They are bewildered by their proneness to sin and evil. They quake and tremble at the thought of their inability to cope with their own lives. Christ can give you satisfying answers to such questions as, who am I? Why was I born? What am I doing here? Where am I going? All of these great questions of life can be measured when you come by faith to Jesus Christ and receive him as your Lord. Let him be your pilot. He can take away the worry from your life. And that's Wednesday's word. Looking forward to hearing from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Daylight savings time is over. Longer evenings and shorter days. Moving on into the holiday season, stay tuned for upcoming shows that will be helping you with your holiday foods and what you can do to keep off that weight. All right, until next week, God bless you and bye-bye.